Greetings, welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masechet Zvachim, Daf Yod Zayin Amud Bet, at the bottom of the Amud, or in the middle of the Amud, taking a look at item number 4 on our list of psulim, those things which create a psul avodah, and that is mechusar begadim, if the Kohen is not wearing all of the begadim he's supposed to be wearing. Menalan, how do we know that this invalidates the avodah? Amar Rabbi Avraham, Rabbi Yochanan, Umatu ba Mishmedu, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. So they point to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's son as the author of this, the Amar Kra. The Pasuk in Parshat Tetzaveh says, V'chagarta otam avnet, Aharon uvanav, v'chavashta lahem migbaot, v'hayta lahem kuhna l'chukat olam. So you're going to tie on the avnet, and you're going to put on their hats, and this will be kuhna forever. Meaning, bizman shebidehem alehem, kuhna tam alehem. Their kuhna is only on them when their begadim are on them. Ein begadim alehem, ein kunatam alehem. Now the question is, v'hamahacha nafka, did we really get that halacha from there? Ehatam nafka, we got it from another braita, which takes us in a little bit of a circuitous route, d'tanya. Minayin l'shtuye yayin shim avad chilel. How do we know that if a kohen does avodah? Shtuye yayin, not only is he chayav mita, but the avodah is pasul. Talmud omar yayin v'shikhar al teisht. And that we're going to use for a totally different halacha, which we'll see on Amud Aleph in a little bit. The implication is that if you do the avodah after having had yayin v'sheichar, you've blurred the distinction and the avodah is now chol. Now, that is not our issue, but mechusar begadim v'shalor chutz yadayim v'raglayim minayin. How do we know that if someone is not wearing all of the begadim or has not done the proper kiddush adam v'raglayim before the avodah, it's pasul? Talmud omar chuka, chuka. So in our pasuk that we started off with, it said chukat olam. It also says that about the kior, about the kiddush adam v'raglayim, at the beginning of parashat ki tisa. And so the word chuka that's mentioned about shtuye yayin now connects all three. Ligzera shava. Now, the reason that we need our pasuk is because imehatam, if we only had this bright, havimena hanimili avodah, dezar chayav alehamita. I would think that it's only true about an avodah that a zar is chayav mita for doing like zrikat adam. Haval avodah de ein zar chayav alehamita, like kabbalat adam, emalo, I would not know that the avodah is pasul if done incorrectly. Kamashmala, and therefore we have our pasuk to tell me you're just not called a kohen when you are not with all of the proper begadim. Kamash Malan. Good. Now, Ashkechan Mechusar Begadim Shtuye Yayin Menala. Now the Gemara asks an interesting question. It says, now I know that Mechusar Begadim invalidates the Avodah. How do I know if somebody Shtuye Yayin they invalidate the Avodah? So, Ata Chuka Chuka Mechusar Begadim. Now we're using Chuka Chuka in the opposite direction. The problem is, Vahatana Lahavdil, but our Tana used Lahavdil to teach us that it makes it chol. And in the opening salvo against our limud, when he quoted Lahavdil, he used that to teach that avodah done by a shatui yayin is invalid. The answer, kanasiv la, the answer is mikame delekum gzera shava. That was before he knew about the gzera shava chuka chuka, and so therefore he used from Lahavdil. Now, so we're going to again, turn around it a little bit and say, so what's Lahavdil there to teach? We'll see that. But in the meantime, wait a second, things are going in the wrong direction. Our Tana learned Mechusar Begadim from Shtuye Yayin in the second Braita, the one that we brought as a challenge. In other words, Shtuye Yayin was the base and Mechusar Begadim was what was applied from it, was learned from it. So how are we now turning around and saying that Shtuye Yayin is learned from Mechusar Begadim? The answer is, Hachikamar Minayin Shalo Nachlok Bein Mechusar Begadim Shtuye Yayin. How do we know that we should not distinguish between those two? And by the way, Vishlo Chus Yadav Vagwaim, and those three, Talmud Omar, Chuka Chuka Vagzer HaShavah. So Chuka Chuka just sets them all up as being in the same category, which is all any avodah done by somebody Shtuye Yayin, Mechusar Begadim, or Lo Rachutz Yadav Vagwaim is pasul. Now, El Lahavdil Lamali, so what do I need Lahavdil for if I have the Gzerah Shavah to set it all up? L'chad Rav, D'Rav Lomokim Amora Alei Miyom Atav L'Chavrei. Rav would not have the same Amora be there as his speaker on the second day of Yom Tov, Mishum Shichrut, because he was afraid that he was drunk from the day before, meaning that Lahavdil, Ben HaKodesh Ben HaChol, is also applied, and this is Halacha Psuka, that somebody should not be Mora Hora, should not teach Halacha, if they are Shatui Yayin, just as they are not allowed to do the avodah, and that's learned from the Alahavdil ben hakodesh ben hachol. Not that it makes the avodah chol, but rather that there's a new area where shtiyat yayin becomes a problem. Okay, now akatemi hachanafka, but we're still stuck because we have now two possible sources for mechusar b'gadim being a problem. But mehatam nafka, we have a third source, which is v'natnu bnei aron hakohen. This is when they put eish al mizbeach. It says why it's called bnei aron hakohen. We know bnei aron are the kohanim. The answer is b'chihuno, meaning they have to be properly kohened. Limeira kohen gadol shalvash b'gadim kohen hetjot. That if a Kohen Gadol wears the clothes of a Kohen Hedyot, that is Avodah is Pasul. So we already see that not wearing the proper amount of Begadim already invalidates. And there he had proper Begadim, just not his proper Begadim. The answer is, I might think that that's only about Avodah that affects Kapara. Therefore we needed our Pasuk, etc., to tell me any Avodah needs to be done with the proper Begadim. V'yakate mihacha nafka. Again, we have another source. Mihatam nafka. V'yachu bnei aron hakohanim entachim. At the end of the parsha of the Olat Nedava, bnei aron hakohanim, again, shall put all the pieces on the fire. Hakohanim b'chihunan. Again, mikam lekohen hedyot shalavash b'gdei kohen gadol v'avar avarato psula. That teaches us the opposite, that if a kohen gadol put on the begadim of a kohen hedyot put on the clothes of a kohen gadol, that the avodah would be pasul. And so therefore we have another source for saying not wearing the proper amount of begadim is invalid. The answer is imihatam habamena hanimili de chisur. That's only, for meaning our source would only tell us if he was wearing less than he was supposed to. Haval yitur lo, but if you're wearing more than you're supposed to, meaning a kohen hedyot had his four begadim on, and then some of the clothes of the kohen gadol, I would think that it's kasher. Kamash malan, so that last limud is really something that I would not have known otherwise. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. We have a breita now that's going to take us really through the rest of the sugya. Hayum Rushalin Mesulakin Meshuchakim Ve'avad Avodatok Shera. Let's say that his clothes were either Merushalin, they were loose and hanging down, or Mesulakin, they were lifted up off the ground, higher off the ground, or they were worn out. Then the Avodah is still Kasher. But Lavash Shnei Mechrasayim, if he wore two sets of the Begadim, Shnei Avnetim, Chiserachat, if he had one less than he's supposed to, or one more than he's supposed to, like two mechasayim, or shaitalo ritiya al gabe al makab besaro tachabigido, or if he had a bandage on his skin underneath, which makes it then a chatzitza between the begadim and his clothes and his skin, o shahayu metushtashin, if the clothes were dirty, o makurain, or they were torn, v'avad avodato psula, then the avodah really is pasul. So the Baraita establishes some variations here where kasher, some further which are pasul. Alright, Amar Vihura Mar Shmuel. Shmuel said, Merushalin ksherin, so if they're loose, they're kasher, mesulakim sulim, if they're lifted up, they're pasul, even though the Baraita said both are kasher. Hai vatanya mesulakim ksherin, then Baraita said that if they're lifted up, they're kasher. We answer, Amar Mecham malokasha, kan shesilkan al yidei avnet, if they were the proper size, and he just used the belt to sort of move them up, then they're kasher. But if they were never the right size, they were always just short on him, because after all, Bigdei Kohen have to be the right size for the Kohen, then it's Pasul. Rav Amar, Echad Zeb Psulin. He says, Mushalin and Mesulakin are Pasul, which of course is very strange, because how could Rav say that against the Breita? So we'll see. Rav Huna Iko La Argiza, he came to the certain place, Ramale Bar Ushbazinche, so his householder, the fellow who's staying at, brought this challenge to him. Miyamar Shmuel Merushalin Kshem Mesulakin Psulin. Did Shmuel really say that Mesulakin are Pasul? Vatan Mesulakin Ksherin. So he quoted the Breita that said it's Kasher. Amar Le. So Rav Huna answered, Bamina Dehahi Deshani Rambarchama. Rambarchama already answered that, which is that Mesulakin is Pasul if they were just never the right size. They were always too short. El Rav Kasha. But Rav is really the one we have a problem with, because Rav said both of them are Pasul against the Breita. If you're going to tell me that Merushalin, loose, means that they're lifted up by the Avnate, which is the opposite of the meaning anyways, the Avnate megas agis, and the Avnate now cuts it off, Ela Mesulakin Kasha. But then Mesulakin doesn't make any sense. So Rizerav Rav, Rav Charetani, Rav learned it all as one statement. Merushalin Shesilek Alidei Avnate Ksherin. What is the bright to say? It doesn't say Merushalin Umesulakin Ksherin. It says Merushalin that are Mesulak Alidei Avnate Ksherin, meaning if they're loose and you picked it up with the Avnate so that they're now in the right size, then they're Kasher. But if they were too high, or they're really dragging, then they're Pasul. Amar Rav Yirmiya midifti mushalin shelo silkan tanoihi. He said, actually, loose garments that went, they're dragging on the ground, if he doesn't pick them up, and whether that's posel or not is a machloket tanaim. Titania. And we have this machloket about tzitzit. Al arbakar for ksudcha, the Torah says in Parshat Ki Teitzeh that you have to put gedilim on the corners of the four corners of your garment. Arba velo shalosh, oena alaba velo chamesh, meaning a garment of four corners, but not three. I might even think it's a garment of four, not five. Shomer atachasher tachaseba, the end of the pasuk expands and says, whatever you use to cover yourself. Harbalat chamesh amur, so that includes even five. Hamin man mekayim arba. Arba velo shalosh. So when does it say arba? It means arba and not less. Umar ra'ita, l'rabot balat chamesh lotzi balat shalosh. And why did you decide that if the Torah is excluding something by saying arba and including something by saying asher tachaseh, it's including five and excluding three? The answer is marbe ani balat chamesh yesh b'chol chamesh arba. Remember, a five-cornered garment has four corners plus one. Umotze ani balat shalosh ein b'chol shalosh arba. And I exclude a three because three doesn't include four. That's one braita. So that braita says that the extra corner, I just don't take into account. V'tanya idach, I have another braita that says, alaba konfot ksutcha, on the same pasuk, arba velo shalosh, arba velo chamesh. This darshan says that only four corners, if it has five, it's no good. And we assume that his reason is because he says that the fifth corner, really, I take into account, and it's extra, and it's a problem. And that would mean that if the same thing, if the Bigdei Kohen were on you properly, but also dragging on the ground, we take that into account. It's pasul. My love, v'akim yipalginimar sabar yater kaman di'itei dami, v'ar sabar kaman di'leitei dami. Isn't the machloket here that whether or not we consider the surplus as being there or not? Lo. D'chuli alma. Kaman di'itei dami. Everybody considers it as being present. And it's okay. V'shani hacha, sorry, and it would be invalid. Everybody would agree that it's really invalid. V'shani hacha, d'rabi rachman asher tachaseba. Here the Torah went out of its way to add an extra kind of garment by saying asher tachaseba. V'ira achay asher tachaseba may avid lay. So what is the author of the second braita who says only four and not three or five? What does he do with asher tachaseba? So the pasuk in Bamidbar that says about tzitzit, you should see them, excludes ksut laila, clothes worn at night. Maybe it's excluding a blind man's clothes. What does asher tachaseba do? That means even something worn by a blind man. So a blind man's clothes are chayav, but at night we're patur. So hamani mekayim ra'ita moto prat l'ksut laila. So umar ra'ita rabot ksut suma lotzi ksut laila. Why did you go that way? Why did you include the garments of a blind man and exclude the garments at night? The answer is marbani ksut suma sheishna b'riya itzal achirim. Blind man's clothes are seen by other people at the time. Motzen ksut laila sheishna b'riya itzal achirim. But at night, nobody sees them. Okay. Tana rabbanan. Back to the Bigdei Kohen. Bad. So we see here that really everybody considers that the extra surplus is really there. And everybody should have a problem with Mushalim if they're hanging down. And the issue is with tzitzit is that we have a special pasuk, asher tachaseba, which may expand and allow for tzitzit, even though there are a five-cornered garment. Of course, you'd only put it on the four that are furthest from each other. Tanar banan, bad. The Torah refers to michasei vad. What's bad? Bad shushal boots. First of all, they have to be cotton. Second of all, bad shu chadashim. They have to be new. Bajshu shuzurim, they have to be woven. Bajshu chutan kful shisha, they have to be six ply strings. Bajshu libash shel chol imahen, and that you can also not wear any chol clothes with them. Now, bad means alone. So how did it get there? Amar la bayla rav yosef, bishtamashu shel boots. I understand why you say it's shel boots. Hakamashlan bootsin midech rinilo. You have to know that it's cotton. That bad means that. Ela bajshu charashim, charashim in shchukin, shchukin lo. How can you say that you have to be new clothes and not worn clothes? Vatani mishuchakin sherin. Our brayta that we just saw at the top of the amud said that worn clothes are okay. Amar levi tamech bajshu chutan kaful shisha. How can you say that bad means they have to be six ply? Bad chad chad l'chudei mashma. Bad means alone, a single strand. El hachi kamar. This is how the brayta reads. Begadim shenamar behen bad. Any bega that's called bad, like the michrasayim. It has all those four conditions. Now, yeshmen lemitzvah, yeshmen la'akev. In other words, the word bad doesn't mean that. We're just saying that's what the halacha is. Some of them are ma'akev, like cotton, and some of them are ideal, like new. Now, mimai the high bar kitnahu. How do we know that bad? Sorry, bad is cotton. Amar Rabbi Yosef, really flax. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, darvar ha olem in a karka bad bevad, because it refers to something that comes out of the ground one strand at a time. So ema amra, maybe it's wool. Wool comes out one strand at a time. The answer is amra miftzel. Wool starts frizzing out and going into different strands. So kitnahu miftzel. Flax does the same thing. The answer is alidei lakuta. That's only if he hit it miftzel. Ravina Marmihachi has a different source for telling me that bad means flax. Pare fishtim, you all rosham, mechasei fishtim, you all machnehem, lo yachgur bayaza. The pasuk Yechezkel describing the big day kuna in Perak Mem Dalad refers to pishtim, which is flax. So Ravashi Ravina, v'ha'ad da'ate Yechezkel menalan. How did people know this before Yechezkel came along? Without Yechezkel, how would we know what it means? According to you, that that's the source. So Ravina turns to him and says, according to you, Hadam Rav Chista, the words of Torah Moshe Rabbeinu Lamadnu, Divrei Yechezkel ben Buzi Lamadnu, this halacha about an arel being asur to come into the mikdash is not explicit in the Torah, but we see it in Yechezkel. Kol ben nechar, arel lev, arel basar, le'avol mikdashi, Achvei Yechezkel menalan. So how did anybody know that till Yechezkel came along? El Gemara Gemiri La, the answer is we had a tradition. Vati Yechezkel, vasmechei akra, Yechezkel then put it in the pasuk. Hachanami Gemara Gemiri La, same thing with the flax. Same thing that we had a Mesorah, right? And then Yechezkel wrote it down. Now, my loyachgu bayaza, at the end of that pasuk in Yechezkel, it says they should not tie it by yaza. What does that mean? Arbaya loyachgu makom shemizirin. They shouldn't belt it on in a place where there's a lot of sweat. Kedetanya kshem chogrin, when they put on the avnate of the bidei kuna, ain chogrin lo lamata mimatnehem. They don't belt it on below their hips. Lo lamala miatzilein, and not above their arms. Ela keneged atzilei yadehem. They put it simply opposite sort of their on their chest or below their chest, sort of where their elbows rest. Ravashi Amrali Huna Barnatan. Zimnachara Havekaimna Kame di Izdagur Malko. So we have this story that Ravashi relates of this rabbi who was standing in front of Izdagur the king. Vave Madile Hamyone, and the rabbi's belt was kind of dragging. Vetitye Nihale, and the king picked it up. Vamarli, and he said, Mamlachet Kohanim v'goy kadosh k'tibachu. You guys are Mamlachet Kohanim. You're supposed to be like royalty. And therefore, you have to look like royalty. Ki atoi kameda meymar. When I came to Amemar, Amarli, kain bach vayum lachim omnayich. So the pasuk, that you kings will be your artisans, was fulfilled. Here the king was serving you and making you look good. Okay, we're going to stop at this point and pick it up with some more halachot about big day kuna. And the Avodah. In the meantime, we'll wish everybody a wonderful day, and see you in the next podcast.